Welcome to the Liars Club. This is where we take our guests, we tell them to give us the truth, give us a lie, we figure out which is which. I'm Jessica Wellington.
I'm Felicia Michaels.
And you're about to get lied to.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
We would like to thank everybody. If you've listened to the Liars Club once or twice or maybe three times, you can email us with the best lie you've ever told, and we will read it on the air.
So best or craziest
lie that you've ever told or have experienced, and you can email us at
theliarsclub1@gmail.com.
Also, please go over to iTunes if you're hearing us from a different situation, but leave a review. Go to iTunes and leave a review for us so more people can hear. And all that being said, you're listening to The Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
Today's guests, we have Carl Spital, a wonderful comedian, a little bit of a noob comedian, but does amazing impressions. Please give it up for Carl Spital.
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Spitali?
Spitali. All right. Yeah. Sorry about that. Carl, how's it going?
That's good.
Good.
How are you, Felicia?
I'm good.
How are you, Jess?
Good. Thank you for coming.
Right. You're already laughing at me. This is going to be fantastic. I'm glad this is where we're starting.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go right to it. My pick for the day is...
This is dodgeball? Is that
she
what
gives
this
Carl
is?
The side eye. Like,
all right, cool.
Let's get to mine.
My team.
You've seen him on Comedy Central. You've seen him on Showtime. He's the hilarious John Huck.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know I didn't know this was a pick. I didn't know you were like...
I would have worn my team hat.
Well, right. Also, I would love to know what the process is. Is it like you were already texting with me, so you're like, oh, by the way, I need to fill a spot. Do you want to come down? Like, oh, okay, sure.
Pretty much. Yeah, and by the way, I want to throw a shout out to our producer, Andrew Rose. Give it up for Andrew Rose, everybody.
Yeah.
Yay.
We're obligated to say that or he'll fuck up. Anyway, so... So our theme today is locker room talk.
Ooh, that's
or locker
one.
Room
just antics,
yeah.
The locker room. And, you know, I was never big into sports when I was a kid. So I thought locker room could mean like a locker room at a strip joint, right?
Yeah.
That could mean
that's
that,
locker
right?
Room.
Anywhere
yes.
There's
that's
lockers, I think. Airports, hospitals, waiting areas, subways.
I'm going to talk about the military, so
most
there
jobs,
you go.
Most jobs where you change clothes
that's
are probably
right.
Where their lockers are.
The reason I'm saying this is I, at the age of 18, was a stripper at the beautiful Peppermint Lounge in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
I love that name.
I did. And I did how I became a stripper, and I'm going to get to the locker room thing in a moment, is I did a wet t-shirt Tuesday. And I don't mean to brag, but I won wet t-shirt Tuesday in Colorado Springs, and that was pretty easy to do. And
was it wet t-shirts and tacos?
It
I was going to say, was there a wet t-shirt Wednesday? Did they do this every night of the week?
Was it in the winter?
Some tacos were involved. So as I went back, I would go back like every couple of weeks, and I would make enough money on tips in the contest where I didn't have to have a job. And then finally, the manager of the place was like, you can't come back here and do the contest. You got to work here. So the first night I showed up to work at the Peppermint Lounge, although the manager had been completely kind and nice to me the whole time during the contest, when I got there, he was like, get downstairs and get your outfit on. God damn it, you're late. So I was like, oh, shit, right? So I go downstairs into the locker room, and as I'm turning the corner downstairs in the basement into the locker room, I hear like a scuffle break out, and I peek around the corner, and it's these two hardcore Colorado Mountain hardcore biker chicks kicking the fuck out of this freshy face looking girl, not much older than myself, right?
Oh, damn.
So I did the only thing I could think to do. I quietly turned around and snuck back up the stairs, right?
Well, you could have jumped in and started beating on that yeah. chick, too, and be like, yeah, yeah, get
the
her.
The only logical
you
thing was
stop
befriend
it.
The bikers.
Trixie, stop it. You know, yeah, that would have done it. So, but I couldn't go back upstairs because I was afraid I was going to get fired. And so I just sat there in the middle of the staircase. It's totally true story. And the two biker chicks finished up what they were doing.
Kicking the shit out of someone.
Kicking the shit out of someone. And they come around the corner and they see me and they're surprised. And the one behind the big one was like, starts yelling at me, did you see anything? And I literally was like, I couldn't think of anything to say. I couldn't think. You know, as 18 years old.
No, I didn't say anything. Yeah. Yeah.
No, it was frightening. So then the other one says, she asked you a fucking question.
Definitely say no.
Bad cop, worst cop there. Jesus.
I was completely afraid. And so I was like, no, I didn't see. Finally, it comes out. I didn't see anything. And then they leave. They let me go. They leave. And then I go downstairs. And the other girl who just got the shit kicked out of her, she's like putting on her makeup like nothing happened. Oh, hello. Oh, the new girl. You know what I mean? I was like, yeah, right. So
I just imagine like this contest was super hardcore. Like the guy was on your ass and this girl must have tripped in one of her heels and her coaches were like, you fucking dumb bitch. We were supposed to take home the win tonight and you fucked it up.
Coaches? Is that what you think? Yeah, yeah. The people beating her up are like she's a Russian gymnast and then the guy's
she's
like, get back out there.
Personality, John. Jessica's optimistic. She likes to see the good in everybody.
Her
right?
Trainers.
I think you need to know that at this point, the contest was over.
Yeah.
This is not a contest part.
Straight up to going to work.
But you were late.
Yeah, but this
for
is
for work.
This is
for
work.
Not for the contest.
The contest is done.
Okay. Did I not?
So those are definitely
that
not
with
coaches.
Yeah.
No, we
I
got
like
it.
Colored
I
colored in all the corners.
Then. I'm
right.
Sorry.
No.
I thought you were late for the contest.
No,
she said the guy who was nice to her during the contest was cool, and then when she showed up to work, he was like, "Fucking hurry up!"
Fuck, gotcha. Way to fuck up a stripper locker room story, Jessica. Jesus Christ.
Not easy to do.
Your turn. Your turn.
Well, okay. I'm sorry, fucking that up. But whenever I was 18, 3 weeks after high school, I went into the military. So I went in the Air Force. And you have a brother flight. We had a brother flight and then us.
And what does that mean, brother flight?
So, like, you have on top of the stairs, you'd have two dorms. Uh-huh. And we were the all-girl dorm. And then right across the hallway was our brother flight. And then we did everything with them other than sleep.
So brother flight just means dudes in the Air Force.
Dudes that were up a couple flights of stairs next to you.
They were just across the hall.
Ah, okay.
That's
weird term.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, we would go like marching with them. Like during the day, we did everything with them. They were our brother flight.
Okay.
I think that's some Air Force jargon that we're not catching on to. But when you say flight, when you use the word flight. It's like, okay.
Are you stroking out right now?
A flight is you're like across the hall. It's fuck, how dude. Hallways work. Like, no, that's not what we don't
it's
understand.
Like me and John Malkovich are the secretary. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's not the part we don't get.
Yeah.
Yeah, because us as a unit were a flight.
Okay, see?
Oh,
there we go.
That's what I was searching for.
Like a gaggle of geese.
Yes.
Right.
I was like, you guys, they were across the hall. That's
what was your flight team's name? What was your flight team's name?
I don't even remember.
The Go Get 'ems.
I didn't remember a lot from
the hall monitors.
The RAs.
But I remember, like, we would have such long days, you know, and when they said lights out, my ass was out, you know, like I hit the bed and I was asleep like nothing. But these other girls were still so involved with themselves and like showing off for the brother flight that they would get up in the middle of the night when the our T.I. was gone. Right. And go in the shower.
The rapper. The rapper. T.I. the rapper.
No. Whatever instructor.
Training instructor?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. You were the... She was the best at Air Force.
Jessica's interpreter.
You were so good at Air Force.
This whole show is a lie, but that's okay.
This is the story that's the true one?
Yes.
Fuck.
This is a true story.
Holy shit.
And they would get up and they would like shave their legs and put on deodorant or whatever.
Okay. All right. So that's where you draw the line.
We're at that part of the story.
They'd wipe properly. Oh, yeah. Ugh, gross.
Oh, my God, Jessica.
It's just that because when it was our shower time, we had to be really quick because the T.I. was in there like, fucking get it done. Come on.
Larry the Cable Guy was your T.I.?
I don't know
get
that.
Get her done. Wash her up.
That's what they were, the get her done. That's flight team, get her done.
Yeah.
So you would have to hurry up, and you got the main bits, and you got the fuck out of there.
The main bits.
You know?
You got everything you could see at first glance, and then you were gone.
None of the giblets, huh?
The old MD,
the old,
main
the
bits.
The old holes bath, yeah.
All right.
But these girls would get up and, like, try to get pretty,
uh-huh.
And then that left me, I felt like the Sasquatch of the unit because I had hairy legs the whole time. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I mean, what are we going to... I'm not going to fuck one of
these
guys.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, who cares? Like, if you're...
And then I had... I can't bend my wrist back, right? So I've always done push-ups on my fists. Uh-huh. So I had bloody knuckles.
Oh, shit.
Like, you're terrifying.
Yeah,
Jesus.
I looked tough as shit, right? It looked like I had been beating up everybody, all my girls in
right.
In the flight. Oh, I don't know how to end this.
And then everyone made out and lived happily ever after. The end. Air Force is great.
I was just thinking, Jesus.
You're the best at Air Force.
It's an easy way to get there because you look like that, and then you went to a strip club and beat the shit out of some chick.
Right.
Yeah. That's what it was. Right. Oh, the Air Force base in Colorado.
Yes,
that's
where.
Yeah, and then I was a coach for this wet T-shirt contest.
I trained some ladies.
I wouldn't let them shave their legs. Fuck them! Fuck them!
That's slowing down the process. We're focused on boobs here, not legs. Shave your boobs.
Oh, that's interesting. Always a good story with Jessica. What about?
She's the titty TI.
Titty TI. What about you?
What about me?
Yes, what about you, Carl?
I worked in strip clubs.
You did?
Yeah.
But you were also a football player, right?
I was a football player. There's a whole bunch of shit that happens in locker rooms that...
And when I say, I just want to explain to the studio audience, how tall are you, Carl?
6'8".
6'8", yeah. Carl's a big fucking dude. Yeah.
I graduated high school. I was 6'6", 325.
Yeah, so. You're a big dude.
Is it ballerina or what are we?
What should it be?
Well, no, I like it because it's manly. Like, if your name was like... It
should be
Francis.
Beef.
Skyler.
Skyler. That's such a... Hey, Cody.
I believe what she's saying is she'd wash her bits for you.
And put on deodorant.
Oh, shit.
Hello. I'm trying to think. Football or...
Now, tell us
club.
About football, because that's we kind of picked that theme because we know that you played football for a long time. And you're
a lot of things happen in football. I could tell a story just off the top of my head. Well, I was probably a bad college athlete. I failed a drug test.
Uh-huh.
Wait, was that what you mean by bad? Like, not unathletic. You just meant you also partied
in
college?
Yeah,
okay, that's not like, bad. That's just...
Well, I mean, like, as far as student athletes go, I was not... The ones that they would like admire or put on
so
posters.
So it wasn't like training
shit.
Drugs. Was it steroids?
No. Okay. This is like
party drugs.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Fun drugs.
As opposed to the juice that makes me do better at football.
It's like, ironically, I failed the drug test is, if you're listening, Mom, I quit smoking weed so I could like, you know, I was like, oh, this is making me lazy and tired.
Here's
and all
your
this
first
shit.
Mistake.
Right. But I was hanging out with dudes on the team that were, like, doing blow and shit. And I know, right? You'd be like, oh, what an upgrade.
In college? Come on.
They're just like, dude, it's out of your system in, like, in like 3 days.
It's true.
And I'm like, that's a selling point to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is... I'm going to intertwine two stories because they happen, like, within 2 days of each other or so. All right. So I'm in the locker room. Fast forward that. I mean, rewind that shit. Before the drug test happens, I had found some in my room because, like I said, I've been partying
lucky.
With dudes. I had like found some, and there was some shit I ain't bought in a while. Probably knew there was a drug test coming up. We haven't had one in a while. It's probably right. Chill out. Forgot I had it. It was like in there. I was like, oh shit. And it was Sunday night, and it was during spring ball practice. Sunday we have a practice on the next day. Some shit, right? We go there, and I was like, fuck it. There's only a little bit in this bag. I'll hit this fucking bump. I'll throw it out. Shit like that. But me being stupid, like, it's not like I found it and it's like weeks old. Like, I found this like 4 days ago, and I've been doing blow before that. Like, you'd be like, oh, it's out of your system in like 3 days. Right? Yeah, that's if you don't do it all the time.
That's if you stop doing it 3 days ago. Leave your system. The stuff you did 3 days ago might be out of your system, but there's shit
it's just
5
like,
minutes ago.
Yeah, it's just like
still gonna be there,
some
yeah.
kind of cokey ass logic. You're like, oh, it's fucking gone, right? So practice all day happens in like... all day happens. 8 a.m. classes, weight training, all that. No phone call.
No phone call. Are you doing blow the whole day?
No, I'm saying we go to class, go all this. No phone call for any drug testing, any of that, right? So I'm about to go to practice. The end of practice, they called guys' names on a list. Like, these guys, see me after in the locker room. And it was all the dudes I was hanging out with. And I was like,
yeah,
oh,
it's
shit.
Not random.
And I was the last name on the list. And they're like, Spitali. I'm like, fuck. And I'm in the locker room, and I'm like freaking out. So like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm fucking, I know I'm going to fail. I'm talking to one of my buddies, and like, oh, what the fuck I do type of shit. And in the locker room, which I didn't see, nobody helps me out, was my head coach standing behind me, right? And he was just like, Carl, you going to pass this drug test? And I was like, yep, and walked out. And
ironically, if somebody's standing behind you, if you don't see him, right, other people probably aren't going to see him either.
Nice.
Yeah. I got that. I was like, well, no, I mean, if I was, oh, okay.
Looked him in the face and was like, yep, and walked out. I was like, I'm finna fail. Right. I went in there. I didn't know what to do. I was stalling as long as possible. Eventually, I pissed in the cup. It was like 2 days later, they like called me up and was like, you need to come down to office. And before this, our coaches had been like, yo, if you got a drug problem, you have anything, come see us, right? Come talk to us, whatever. And like, who the fuck is going to do that, right? Like, who's going to be like, yo, coach, I'll be doing drugs. Like, none of that shit, right? And it wasn't even like I had a drug problem. It was just like fun to do, right? He's not there yet. So they're like making me wait, like outside my head coach's office. And like, I see him walking from down the hall of the football complex. And he's like in my fucking office. And he's pissed, and he's like, didn't I tell you, like, if you had a, you know, drug problem, you'd come see me? What the fuck is wrong with you? You know, I was like, I had to lie to him again and tell him that I had a drug problem because he asked me straight up, like, hey, why should I keep you on this team? And I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even think of that. And I just had to lie through my teeth, tell him I had a drug problem and shit. So, like, I was slap on the wrist, basically on probation shit with the coaches, doghouse shit. I had 2 workouts a day. Like, I had to earn, you know, trust back and shit, right? So I'm doing this, like, whole sober thing. No drugs, no nothing. I'm scared shitless, not doing shit. But I got to get, like, aggression out, all this stuff. I'm like, I need some type of vice. It has to happen. I'm playing football. I'm smashing my head all day, like, during spring ball. So I'm like, I'm going to go to strip club. And this is at Temple University in Philadelphia. I'm from South Florida, 18 years old. I went to Philly, right? So this is in Philly. I go to a Philadelphia strip club, which is a bring your own beer.
Beer and women?
Yeah. It's a
they just supply a stage fucking, and you can all do whatever you want.
It's a madhouse.
Philly.
But I go there. So this is a time where I'm not doing drugs. I'm not doing shit. And there's a young stripper there. Fresh faced, 18 years old,
yeah,
you know, and I'm that age as well. I'm like, you can tell we're kind of like vibing. I don't spend money on strippers. I'm a kid, but I'm posted up on the wall, big dude standing there, strip club. She's like, comes up to me, starts talking to me, all this stuff. I'm like, you're not supposed to be here. And she's like, well, what are you doing here, type shit. Come to find out, she's going to St. Joe's in this like summer program, right, which is another school in Philly. And she had like just graduated high school and shit. So she's like under me. I'm 18, 19. She's just 18. And she's like, yeah, it's actually my first day. I was like, oh, shit. So you're really fresh. So now I'm like, okay, maybe I'll hang out with you because you're not trashy Philly garbage. You know, you're
so
respectable
your
Philly garbage.
So,
you know? Yeah.
God.
So she's like, you want to hang out? I was like, cool. She's like, yeah, we can drink. We do. I was like, look, I'm not, just so you know, I'm not doing none of that. She's like, okay, well, I get off this time. I can pick you up because I didn't have a car. I lived in Philly. I was like, cool, right? And it's her friend that picks me up with her, right? And her friend is a big chick,
okay,
that I never met before,
but
right?
But not a dude.
No, no.
Okay.
It's a big chick, right? Like I'm 6'8". She's probably like, you know, tall, like 6'1" or something. Like, I'm like a big girl.
Tall for a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like her best friend. Like, they're kind of like smoking blunts and shit like that. And she's like, we're going to go back to campus. Is that cool? I was like, sure. And we go to like an abandoned, essentially, campus because it's like the end of spring, beginning of summer. And there's like a whole dorm building that's unoccupied. And they're just like going in there. And we're just like in this room. And she's, and there's nothing in there except like a iPod, like radio thing, mm-hmm, and that shit.
Carl, make this faster.
I'm sorry. And she's like, do you care if I you know, do some blow and shit. I was like, I don't care. And these girls started doing a whole bunch of blow. And then...
Where? Off the floor? Like, no, there's nothing else
no,
there?
No, well, I mean, it's a dorm. It's a college dorm. It's a dorm. I mean, there's no, like,
an empty
there's
room,
no, like,
hey,
furniture.
They could be murdering you. Yeah. You might want to...
Well, that's the other thing, too. I was like, this is Philly. I don't know. Like, this could be a setup. I don't know
they
what's going
knives.
With this bitch. And now they're doing drugs, but, like, I'm sober, so I'm like, oh, you know, this could go either way.
Sober guy with coke heads.
But so. I was ready to fuck this, you know, day one stripper chick. And, like, that's why I was like, yes, this is why I came out anyways, you know? But I can't do shit with this. And I know that they're going to try and, like, maybe force a threesome with me or something. Like, she's trying to get a big friend.
A forced threesome.
Yeah, you know, they trying to force their big ass.
No, I don't know, Carl. They try and never happened to me, okay? Fuck, I played football in high school and nothing. Oh, you know how it is.
She's trying to force her big ass friend.
He was 18 when he had that thought, yeah.
She's trying to force her big ass friend, you know, on this. And I'm like, yo, real shit, I can't do this in here with her. Like,
oh, so you actually had the conversation?
Yeah, in front of her, too. Like, I can't, because I'm sober. And she's like, that's fine. And then she just, like, told her friend to leave like a gangster and was just like, get the fuck out because I'm going to suck his dick. And I was like, tight. This is tight, right?
There's no one else in the room. Okay.
Yeah. She kicks the big girl out, right? And she's like, let's have some fun. This girl, and this is why I wanted to tell this, because it's locker room. It's like fun. It was just the coolest story I could think of, right? This is the coolest thing. Like, it's probably happens to me. This is like a Hollywood thing. She was like, grabs my dick and it's like, gets me hard and sprinkles coke on it. And does a line of coke off my dick, and then started sucking me. And it was the coolest thing that happened to me at 18, whatever years old.
A lot of drugs.
You what?
Does your dick absorb a lot of drugs?
No, but
like speaking enough for rails.
Like your foot.
But I don't think it was on there long enough.
Well,
it was like, I think it was like, it wasn't like, hold this coke for me on the fucking, on your boner. I gotta go run some errands. I gotta come back and take care of that.
And it given the fact that you're 6'8", that was a big fucking line of coke, I
bet. Probably.
Yeah, it was.
Well, there you go.
I wish I could have partaken.
Yeah.
But.
Well, part of you did. Part of you did.
Part of me did.
Thank you for sharing that after school special with us.
That does John, sound like try to beat it.
Oh, my story is almost exactly like that. Except I was in band in middle school.
Me too.
And fuck too. Off, Carl.
I played 4 instruments.
Yeah, I bet you did. Everyone sucked your dick while you played them. Must have been fucking glorious. Oh, I was playing my tuba, getting a blowjob. Switched over here to my fucking cornet, got a blowjob.
In the drum room, and I played tuba, baritone, and trombone, and bass guitar and jazz band. And yeah, so you're not wrong in any of your analysis.
Well, thank you. Finish that story now.
Anyway.
And this is the Liars Club, and I'm just full of those truths right now that you're bringing out.
Go ahead, John.
I'm so full of truths. This isn't a good story anymore. My band, the guy who like was in charge of the middle school band, the teacher, whoever it was, he had like this, you know, the baton that a conductor will use.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He had like a new one. He was like, oh, there's my new baton. He was being a real dick about it. Like kind of like blatantly like it was just he was a strange dude anyway, like he was the first teacher that ever swore at me. He was like, I don't want you sitting there being a fucking jerk off. And I was like, whoa, guy, hey. But anyway, so that got stolen. And
did he have the little baton in his hand as he yelled at him?
Yes.
He always
had that thing with him. And that was why it was put down for like 1 second or whatever. And then all of a sudden, chaos, it's gone. No one knows where this thing is. He's like, so he's freaking out. He's like, look, I just want the baton back. No questions asked. I'll go into this room right now, close the door, and whoever did it, just put... And so no one gets up because we're all like, yeah, right. It's like the thing. Like, if you have a problem, just tell an adult. Like, yeah, right. That's what I'm going to do. Like my parents, hey, if you're out at a party and you're drinking, we'll pick you up. I'm like, oh, that's what I'm going to call. Hey, Dad, come and be a real dick at this party I'm at. I'm like, no. So the guy, he kind of looked in the direction of this one particular kid. And for whatever reason, that was enough for me to be like, that's probably the kid that did it. And so afterwards, we were in gym class. We were in the locker room that was like, rows of lockers. It was like a locker room. Rows of lockers, the benches, everything. It's like a middle school gym.
Thank you
class.
For describing it so that we have a mental picture rows. In our head.
So there were lockers.
That's how one does it, Jessica.
And then there was a bench. It was a room full of lockers, if you will.
A locker.
I don't know where they get the name, but... So, yeah, and then this guy was just walking by, and I just go, hey, dickhead, give back the baton. We know you took it. As I was, like, but as sixth, seventh grade, I'd never been in a real fight. I'd never been, like, attacked by other than my little brother who
they're
was, like.
They're band kids, though.
What's that?
Are they all band kids?
Well, yes, but this dude was also very athletic. Like,
right. So he was me.
It took him about 2 seconds to get up behind me and take my head into a locker and then be like, what did you say, motherfucker? And I was, luckily, at a very early age, I realized that I was better it was easier for me to talk my way out of problems than to punch my way out, so... I don't know what I'd done, but I'd helped this really huge burnout kid a couple days earlier who he really liked me. And he basically just got in between us and, like, grabbed that kid by the neck and was like, you don't fucking touch John Huck. And I was like, yeah, pussy. And then and then I'm like inside, I'm like, holy shit, I almost got my ass kicked. And that was like the first time I was like, oh, dude, you can't just mouth off to anybody you want. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
But I didn't get in a fight. I mean, it's a real bad story. It ends with
me
just walking away.
That's a good story.
Why you shouldn't try to bully people tougher than you.
That's a good story.
It's a solid story. It was short. Yeah, Carl, that was a short story.
Sorry.
I hope your other stories aren't as long.
But
as
his dick did not get sucked afterwards, so yeah. That I will give you.
Oh, no, and then yeah, and then I... Oh, yep, no, I didn't get a blowjob at the end of that one either. So I'm just making sure how it ended.
Hold on, wait. No.
No, it wasn't, no.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to start the Liars Club portion of the podcast where you guys both tell a story, one real, one not, and we'll trade off. And Carl, you're going to go first. And
are these locker stories?
No, it can still be any story you want it to be, but about 5 minutes, Carl.
How long was the other one? 100?
This will be a two-parter.
Yeah.
They're going to have to edit me out.
I used to collect lap dance money when I worked at a strip club.
You were a bouncer at a strip club?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what I did. I counted the dances when they were going. Every time a girl goes back there, it's $25 lap dance. She has to give $5 to the house. She keeps 20. But after that, I tally all their names when they go in there. I'd be like, oh, you know, Yvette owes $35. You know, she was there for 7 songs. And that's it. So at the end of the night, I'll tell these girls, hey, you owe this if they didn't pay me and shit like that. And most of them do, but a couple of them I have to chase down. And one time I told a girl that she owed me, it was 10 bucks. I was like, yo, you still owe me for 2 dances. She's like, yeah, I'll get to you. I was like, okay. So like the whole night goes through and shit like that. She's still like ducking me for like $10. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, yo, you still owe me for the 2 dances. I got to turn this in at the end of the night. It's like, okay, so we walk the girls to the cars and stuff when they leave the club, you know, in case they get robbed, raped, whatever the fuck, you know, security shit. I'm walking out to the car. I'm like, yo, not for nothing, but you still owe me for 2 dances. And she was like, ugh, you're going to hate this part. She goes, can I just blow you?
Fuck you.
Yo, so walking her to the car, in between 2 cars, she... drops down like this, pulls my dick out, and sucks my dick in the parking lot.
For those of you who were just listening, like, there was a full squat involved.
Wow. I'm going to say bold move to do 2 dick-sucking stories in a row. Bold move.
A little bit of show-off, if you ask me. But
I wanted to make sure that I could end it with a blowjob.
Oh, good. All your stories.
Oh, yeah. That one ended in a blowjob.
So why didn't you... I just can't wrap my head around that. You would rather have a blowjob than 10 bucks?
It wasn't my money.
If you think
about it.
Oh,
you have to
give
it to the house.
He
give it to the
house. Basic, well,
no, he has to pay $10
to the house.
Oh, well, it's a
$10
blowjob.
Exactly.
Wait, it wasn't like the lunch shift, was it? It was like nighttime.
No.
Jessica's all like...
I didn't show up to work till 10 p.m., essentially.
Okay, right. So
this was like probably like a 5 a.m., 3 a.m. type of deal.
This was the 18.
Wow.
I mean, that sounds like you got a hell of a deal.
Where was this strip club? What year is this?
Yeah. Where was it? Yeah. It's in Palm Beach County, Florida. It's in West Palm Beach.
How many years ago was that?
This was 6, 7, 6.
Uh-huh. Can Carl's a really wonderful impressionist. Carl, can you do Morgan Freeman getting a blowjob at a strip club for $10?
Well, all right. How much do you say that blowjob is there? Would you say it's about $10, you say? I have that. It's in my back pocket. Why don't you fish it on out? That's right.
I love he just gave John eye contact. Continue. Yeah.
Whatever Morgan Freeman says, you have to do.
Let's do it.
There you go, girl. Now start on. You got to unroll it a little bit. You got to unroll it. Yeah. All right. Now, what you're going to do is going to put your mouth on it. And I'll pay you the $10 later. Is that?
I did want full release, but.
You just wanted to hear Morgan Freeman coming. That's all you
Yeah,
want.
You can just be like, hey, can you make Morgan Freeman come?
I think it's something like that.
I think it's more like that. Like Lean on Me.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Is that one? Where he's Joe Clark, the principal?
That was
You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack, don't you?
Well,
sing the goddamn school
that's
song.
What you should yell at the girl when she's giving you a blowjob.
You smoke crack, don't you? Sing the goddamn school song.
All right, John, your turn.
What's your impression of you receiving a blowjob?
Oh, hey, thank you. This is unexpected. Wow, that's great. No, you're doing... Nope, it's perfect. It's perfect. That's perfect. Oh, huh? Oh, watch out. Oh, sorry about that. My bad. No, I don't have a towel. I'm going to go. I'm going to go. Thank you for having me. That's my impression
that's
of
brilliant.
Me getting a blowjob all the time.
I will never be able to wash that out of my memory. All right, but now it's time for your story.
Or
lie.
Right, exactly. I am I'm 43, so I'm a little bit older than BJ Master over here. I'm from a small town in Illinois, and you guys know pool hopping is? We would sneak out of our parents' house and meet up kind of in the middle of town and then go, yeah. And where we lived, it was almost exclusively above ground pools. That was the kind of classy,
I know that feeling.
The general area, yeah. You know. But there was one in particular house. Our families, we all kind of knew each other. Everyone, when I was growing up especially, my mom knew everybody in town. Everyone knew each other. And then, at this certain kind of area of town, people started building really weird, out-of-place, huge houses. We called them McMansions because they all kind of...
Cookie cutters.
They are very cookie cutter, but they just didn't fit. I live in a ranch style house. Everyone had one whatever, but this one particular house also had an in-ground pool, and I was like, well, holy shit! You know, we saw it getting built. We would kind of
that's the one.
Well, our fun shit to do as kids is going into our freshman year in high school, so right around 1990, and we would. Not break in, but we would intrude on these places getting built and kind of fuck around and not do any damage. But my friend did take shits everywhere we went. He was one of those guys who had to take a shit whenever we broke into something. But so he was just that he could do anywhere.
Maybe he just had a nervous belly. I
mean, maybe, but it was one of those things hey, where's Chris? I think I know where he is. Never mind. And then watch where you step.
Was he one of those guys that did it in the middle of the living room? Because I've heard, I've had friends whose houses have been broken into and then someone will do it in the middle of the living room as a big F you.
That is a big F you. I don't think part of it to me is kind of an F you because you're taking a shit where someone's going to be.
100%.
But yeah, so he would do it when we used to break into this the school barn that held all the track stuff and we would pull out the big mats and jump off the top onto the mats and shit. He would take a dump on the bleachers and I'm never on the mats because that's where we were jumping. He's not that insane.
Just on the bleachers where we were sitting.
Well, people might go sit later on, but then you'd whatever.
And he was always the friend that had the dumps. They were always loggy.
To this day, we call him sewer ass. Yeah. He literally has the grossest farts I've ever smelled.
Why is there one friend in a group of friends?
I assume he ate nothing but eggs. I have no idea. But so me and this kid, everyone else had kind of, we had gone to a couple of above ground pools and then everyone else had kind of had to go home. And then me and my friend Chris are just kind of running around and sort of the last dudes out. And I was like, you know, we should check out to see what's going on with that in-ground pool. And when we got there, there was a dude face down in it. And I was like,
oh my
God, the fuck is this? But like, it's hard to explain, but it wasn't, I could almost tell right away that he hadn't been there a really long time. Does that make sense? Like, there was some clothes, there was some stuff, there was like,
was he naked?
No, he wasn't naked. He was in like boxer shorts or whatever, but like, he was just kind of floating face down. So I was like, dude, that's not right. You know what I mean? So we both got in and like pulled this guy out, and he ended up, my friend didn't even really have to give him CPR. He just sort of started, kind of came to almost. And, he was Irish. He sounded crazy when he came to. So we'd never, I'm a small town Illinois, I never met a dude from Ireland or anywhere. This dude, we helped him. He was thankful, but not like the way that I would be thankful if you saved my life. I'd be like, dude, what do you want? I will give you whatever you want. Like, thank you.
Right.
He was just like, yeah, I mean, probably drunk, because I don't mean to say Irish people are booze bags, but I assume this guy might have been intoxicated because he had said he'd hit his head, but I didn't, there was no, like, I don't know why he was face down and not moving. It was, but whatever. So anyway, this guy takes off. We do, like, this is before the internet.
Takes off.
Well, he goes into the house.
Oh.
He takes off into the house. So we're like, he must live there. But I'm like, dude, a crazy Irish guy lives in this house? And like, so we do some, the best kind of,
surveillance?
Not surveillance, but like the best kind of research we can do. This is before the internet. This is before, like, you know, we have to rely on our parents, essentially. So my friend's mom starts, because this is sort of his neighborhood. My neighborhood's over here. My friend's mom starts doing the rounds, finding out who these new people are in these mansions. This family living at this particular house, the Reeds or something like that, but they were a regular Illinois family. They had a relative visiting. That relative was the Irish guy. That dude ended up being in the 1992 Olympics, and he wiped out on the hurdles. I don't know if anyone remembers.
Really?
Like, and we, because I remember, like, you can't, when someone tells you that in that kind of time, like when you can't go Google it, they're like, oh, this dude he's an Olympic athlete. And we're like, what? Yeah. That guy can barely swim. Like, what are you talking about? And well, you can't research that. But then when it happens, you know, I'm like, his mom was like, oh, you know, that guy is in the, and we're like, what? And I wasn't a huge Olympics guy, but we watched this thing and he wipes out. Me and my friend are like, this guy can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck does he even exist in this world? That's really crazy. And we still laugh about it to this day. I think, I want to say his last name was Reed too, but maybe I'm confusing the people that own the house.
Well, if it wasn't for you, he may not have made it to the Olympics.
But yeah, but it was like his wipeout was, I mean, you can't wipe out on hurdles gracefully. There's right. No like, oh, I'm just going to lay down here.
Yeah.
Float to the ground like a feather. Like, it was brutal.
That's got to be bad.
But yeah, anyway, that's
so
my...
So hit his head seemed plausible then.
Well, yeah, oh yeah, the whole thing seemed... After I saw that, I was like, oh, maybe he's just a fucking idiot and just, I don't know. Like that, remember that Eagle Eddie, whatever, the skier Eagle? Dude who was just like, sort of like, yeah, he's in the Olympics and let's watch him fuck up, and he just has a yard sale all over a mountain.
I'm Eddie.
Yeah, yeah, but that was...
Interesting. I don't know. I don't know. I have many questions.
Mm.
So, was no one else home? He was just there. Was he drunk?
I'm not 100% sure if he was drunk. We had been drinking.
Did you guys go into the house?
No, we didn't.
He just went
nope.
In the house.
He
left
took
you
off.
Outside?
Like we were. It was probably like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. We were like 15 years old, totally not supposed to be out. But whenever we did pool hop, mm-hmm. we would steal beer out of garages and drink that, and like we had been drinking as well, so we weren't necessarily interested in getting authorities involved or uh-huh. finding out who lived there and getting them outside. It was more like, just want to make sure this dude's not dead so we don't feel like pieces of shit when we read about it the next day, like could have saved somebody. And because again, the Warrenville Digest was the
was
only paper,
the
but they reported
pool,
everything
fenced in.
I mean, yes but no. I mean, we're talking like chain link. You know what I mean?
Right.
It wasn't, it was more like, so your baby doesn't crawl into it than it was to keep, like, we could get over the fence and we're not super athletic.
Right. And he just left you outside though.
He like ran away from us essentially.
Left you in his backyard.
I think we startled him, like, and he startled us. And then it wasn't his backyard though. He was like a guest or a relative of the people that live there. So he literally bolted inside, and that's when I was like, maybe he lives there. Let's get out of here. Right.
You just gave him side eye for that. Why?
No, you
what
know,
was that? What was that?
Because I was working on the Emily LaFord podcast where she told, like, when someone's telling you a lie, if you're just sitting here listening, you're like, whatever, and you move on. But when you have to listen to the lie over and over, there's certain tells. And I feel like you gave too much information, but I want to think about that because he gave a lot. That's what Emily did. People right. that
so
lie,
funny.
They give too much information.
I was thinking about about that too before I came here, because that is like if someone gives you an excuse, like, why weren't you there? Oh, well, the rotator belt. And they give you not just my car broke down, but it's like, oh, no, it was the gasket on the thing and the fuel line. And then it was Edelbrock intake. And Holly double pumpers.
Something to think about.
Okay.
So less.
But
details
I don't. I feel like
better?
I didn't give. You think I gave too much detail?
We'll discuss after. Okay.
And we don't know that if you look like a lifesaver. Yeah.
Carl, what's would you give someone give CPR to your dick? What happened?
I don't know. I don't even know what I should. Is it like a sports story?
It can be
anything
story
you
want
to do.
Mine was pretty athletic.
One just has to be
I like
true,
how you keep asking, what kind of story should I tell when it's always a suck dick story? You know?
I know. That's what.
Should I tell another blowjob
story? Now I'm trying to think, like, oh, do I have another fun blowjob story? Sports.
You told him how this
clubs?
Works beforehand, right?
Any story.
Too many blowjobs.
Strip clubs. Another strip club story, not working. This is when I went to Vegas. It was a friend of mine's bachelor party thing, and we get there. I didn't even want to go to this fucking place. And when we get there, I'm like, fuck it.
Where is there?
To the strip club.
Okay.
In Vegas.
Okay.
I forget.
Now you're all fucking specific, Jessica.
Yeah, I forget the name. I forget the name of the place. But
were you wearing closed toe shoes?
Yeah.
Okay. Continue.
Can you get into a strip club in sandals?
No, not in Vegas. Okay. I've tried.
Oh.
What?
That was your test.
That was like, all right. Let's see this one. Okay, go on. Were you wearing thong sandals and beach attire? Yeah.
So you go to the strip club.
So I go to the strip club. I didn't really want to be there. But we went there, and I was like, fuck it. Let me see if I get a dance or something. And I had
best
like,
kind of customer. Fuck it.
I had like two girls on me, but this one chick, like, they pulled me upstairs, and this one girl pulls me in the lap dance. Like, it was upstairs. I had like a fucking tent and shit. And I had a drink, right? And she starts to fucking, and she's doing like this bullshit, like, half-assed strip tease thing, not even doing nothing. And then when I put my drink down, she fucking spills it like all over me, right? And then she's like, after I'm like, all right, get up, like, you know, I don't want to do this, and I go away, she's like basically saying, hey, where's my money type shit. Mm-hmm, she right? tells the security, like, yo, give me money. Ish. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? I mean, just got here. I was like, yo, this place is bullshit. I tell all these and at this point, like, I'm pretty drunk. I like belligerent drunk, and I started grabbing like my friends to be like, let's go, and like gather them up and shit. And I'm just cussing out this bouncer, like, get the fuck out of here, like, fuck you and shit. And he's like, here, like, I feel bad because I paid for this drink. And I was like, you know what, fuck you. This, I like threw the money for the dance, like, here, you know. And the guy,
as an ex-stripper, I can really see why you invited Carl, because he really respects women.
So. So a guy, I know it seems horrible. So the guy gets money out of his own pocket, the bouncer dude. Uh-huh. Now, this is being told to me secondhand because at this point I'm pretty much blackout drunk. And he like hands me the money and shit. And it's like a whole bunch of fucking ones. I walk out the front door where like I'm expecting the ride, like where the car is and shit. And I just like threw all the money like in the parking lot and uh-huh. shit. I was like, I don't care about your fucking money. I got fucking drink all over me, and this fucking bitch is disrespecting me and shit, like being an asshole. And they're telling me, like, get in the car and we'll leave and stuff. I'm like, fuck you guys. And I had no idea where I was in Vegas, and I walked like 5-6.5 miles.
Oh, to by
like,
yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. In like in closed toe shoes to like this fucking Wyndham place.
Too.
I get back there and I'm so fucking drunk and I can't like find shit, and I broke like a stool or something that was in there the next morning. Well, it's the same night, but the next morning. And it was all bad. And then I woke up the next day, like nothing happened. I put like some wood piece together in the room. And
wood piece together in the room, broke from the stool.
Okay. But it was like on a piece of the counter that was like connected to it. And I was just like, fuck it. And then like checked out the hotel and then left. And like
And that's your story?
No blowjob.
No blowjob.
Definitely a lie then.
But just because, Carl, you being 6'8", when you are blackout drunk, that must be a frightening.
Yeah, you.
That,
when you
and that's why I say it's because like I'm never, because I'm usually the sober guy. Well, not sober, but at least you know, like DD, like I'll be high. I'll be smoking weed.
You just
or something.
Told a story that we know for sure was true when you were in doing football that you were drug problem. Cocaine and all that, but then you're now saying, "Oh, I'm usually the sober guy."
Yeah, I'm usually.
No, he's not a big drinker.
Yeah, I'm not a big drinker because somebody has to take care of you when you're drunk, right? So like, I can't fit in people's cars. Nobody can lift me up.
Yeah, Andre the Giant. When that dude would pass out, people would be like, "Yes, he's gonna sleep there." No one can fucking.
And that's
lift
how it
that
is.
Dude.
So like, you could get robbed or fucking jizzed on,
drawn on, or pissed on, or
by your fucking sewer ass friend.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
shit like that. You'd be like, "Dude, there's a giant shit on him.
Oh,
like,
we pooped on him. That's hilarious."
Yeah. And then it's fucking. So I try and avoid that most of the times, but I'm in Vegas and, you know,
yeah,
things got out of hand. And I wasn't driving. You know, we
right,
had like a car
right.
for like the bachelor party and shit. So I was like, fuck it. And then I walked home like an asshole.
Walked
wow.
home.
That's to the hotel.
The hotel.
That's that might be a drunk thing that like really tall people do, because I'm 6'5", and when I get fucking hammered, I will walk like in one direction for like 6 miles and be like, I'm fucking going home. And I just march for forever until I'm like, I'm 3 miles past my apartment. Shit. Walk back, like the next day my calves are on fire, my leg, my butt hurt, like everything just fucking burns up the leg.
So you're 6'5"?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But
wow.
So maybe tall people over 6'3" like to get drunk and walk. I mean, it's better than saying I would drive my car into trees and shit.
Right.
Yes, I did
true.
That when I was younger, but not now.
So between your two strip stories, one of those is a lie. Stripper.
No, he's only
he's
only told one story.
He told two. He told two.
Oh, he told one. Oh, right. Oh,
yeah, they're both involved strip clubs. One where he got the blowjob.
Yep.
And then
the football story, I met the girl at a strip club.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right.
Okay. All
right. Well, I'm thinking about that.
Figure you out.
Yeah.
You guys are like on a jury or something. You're like,
I don't
like how he answered that question.
Well, that's why it's their club.
Yeah.
They're the Liars Club.
Oh.
So they're
yeah.
out here like they meet about liars.
That's
and they
right.
just they watch liar shows.
I feel like oh, really? You guys watch liars show? What?
Like
lie to
those
me.
Fucking CSI ass
I did
fucking
watch
shows,
lie
but about
or
lying.
Or like a legal procedural show. A liar show. It's about lying. Law and Order. It's about liars. Holy shit, okay, yeah.
All right, John Huck, you're going
to
bring
it
home.
That's liars.
Well, Eddie Haskell was a liar.
Yeah.
Sticking with the sexy theme that we're having here on this particular episode.
I can tell a band story if you want. Spice it up.
Yeah, that'll spice it up, you dick. I was in a porno movie.
Lie. Don't finish.
Okay.
Lie.
Well, you know, they also have people in porno movies that like do shit like deliver stuff and then leave. And then like, I don't know if you guys have watched whole movies.
You're an extra in a porn flick.
Yeah, I had a line. No, what happened was it wasn't my face or my body wasn't in it. I wasn't like a wiener double for anybody.
Those are called stunt cocks.
Yeah. The before and after. We need the before penis. Bring it in. Like, a buddy of mine works for, I think he still works for Vivid, which is one of the leading, if you're pretending not to know, it's one of the leading.
That made Kim Kardashian famous.
Sex
tape.
Okay, yeah. They were a purveyor of sexual movies, I'll say. They're one of the biggest companies that makes porno, and my buddy is an editor for them, so he sits in a cubicle all day, edits porn. He hates his life. And yeah. Hates looking at dicks.
That has to be the worst. Continuation shots must be a motherfucker.
I don't think he's worried about continuity. Like, well, the leg was. What's the leg doing here now? We had it was
you
down.
Know, I've noticed his sloppy work.
Yeah,
actually.
Of course. If you're paying that close of attention, I think you're doing it wrong. But Yeah, but so this dude edited, and I've always kind of wanted to do voiceover just because it seems like something I could do in sweatpants and not have to really care and just, you know. But also it just seems like a really kind of a fun thing to do. I've always wanted to voice a cartoon, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't have any, like, I don't, my, when I say I wanted to and I was trying to, that just means I was sitting around going, why the fuck is Dennis Leary doing Dodge commercials or whatever it was? You know, it's like I wasn't doing anything to move forward or towards that goal. I was just complaining. And my buddy called me up and he was like, hey, man, do you want to do voiceover? And I said yes immediately. And he was like, for this porno movie I'm editing. And I was like, okay. Yeah, I literally have nothing to do today. So we didn't even go to an office. He's a musician. He had a shitty burnt out recording area studio thing in Burbank, you know? No, I mean like a weird room with like padded walls and mannequins and just weird shit. And all his instruments and stuff. So he was like, you just come meet me at this place in Burbank. He gave me the address, whatever. And I went there, and on the way there, I don't even know what I'm doing really. I'm like, I guess this is what I'm doing today. I'm going to do voiceover, but I don't know what he would possibly need
voiceover for.
Well, are they dubbing an Italian film in English? You know what I mean? Do they need somebody to be like, oh, yes, I do have a penis. And what do they, what are they, what are they, what is this? So when I got there, me and him, we got high right away. That was basically the first thing we did was smoke some pot. And then I was like, dude, what are we doing? And he goes, okay, well, what it was there's a law, there's a rule, like, I guess that's the, you can't show someone's, like, if there's going to, okay, I'm trying to explain this, right? There, so we sat down, he showed me what he needed me to do, and it was essentially, do you guys remember China?
Yes.
The wrestler. Right, so she had a leaked sex tape, and then after that, she made an actual porno movie called China is Queen of the Ring. So it was a WWE parody film.
Yeah.
Film. So it's like a mock of wrestling, but she's in it.
Noir.
And there's a lot of sex in a wrestling ring and whatever. So what they needed was, they can't, like Evan Stone, like some of these porno actors are dressed like professional wrestlers for one particular scene, but they can't say Hulk Hogan on the screen. But he can come out dressed like Hulk Hogan, and the voiceover guy can say Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
So like everybody coming out, it was like it was a WWE event. They'd come out of these curtains, and then I was just the announcer. I'm like, oh my God, it's Hulk Hogan. And we're super baked. So he's like, I work in production. Like I feel in my head, I know how production works. Like if you're doing voiceover, it's best if I just keep talking and then they chop out what they like.
Right.
So me and him we're dying laughing because basically I haven't watched a porno with another guy since I was in like eighth grade. Right. And we're in this closed small room watching this porno. And it's not like, this is no offense to anybody in it, but it's not like the greatest porno movie I've ever seen. But I am familiar with some of the actors because I do have friends that, like I said, work for Vivid. And one of my buddies wrote Pirates, which was the highest grossing porno movie, whatever.
Really? You know this, Andrew?
You can watch a softcore version of it. Okay. You can watch a softcore version of it on Showtime sometimes. But so we're laughing, and I just kept, like, all the wrestlers, all the guys that would come out, they would be flexing. And it was supposed to be, like, their intro to this wrestling match, which is essentially a gangbang in the middle of the ring. But as they come out, they're just, whatever the camera work, it's just on them for too long. They're doing all these flexes for too long. It's like it's like a minute too long for each guy. And I'm just laughing, and I'm just started ripping on every dude that came out and making fun of them. I'm like, someone should have told this guy he was going to be shirtless. He might have done a sit-up. Like, I was constantly mocking people because in my head, they're just going to take the stuff that I say that makes sense. Like, oh, yeah, I can't remember. There was a guy who looked like Bret the Hitman Hart. There was a guy who looked like
Jake the Snake.
There was nobody. No? Jake the Snake, I think, is too, it's too sad of a story right now to.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so this happens. I keep talking. I'm announcing everybody. The match starts, the sex in the ring, and I just start like, I'm making fun of them. And then that was the gangbang one was one thing. And then there was another scene where the guy playing Hulk Hogan, and then the other dude was playing
Triple H.
No, he was playing
the Ultimate Warrior.
No, it was
Undertaker.
Not maybe it was no. Was it like a Ric Flair?
Yeah, Ric Flair. But wasn't he WCW?
Oh, I don't. This was a porno movie. These weren't the real people. I don't know. I'm not breaking down the leagues. I don't know.
No, he was NWO at this time. It's totally.
But there was one.
He was in the Wolfpack.
There's one particular scene where these guys are supposed to be going back and forth and bouncing off the ropes on the ring, right? Like they're about to wrestle, but they keep doing this for like 3 minutes, and I'm like, are these guys gonna fucking wrestle each other? Or are they gonna fuck? And finally, like. China kicks open a door and she's silhouetted and the smoke is behind her and everything. And she comes strutting up to the ring. And you know how they roll under the ropes and then pop up or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, these two dudes are like standing opposite each other in the ring. She rolls into the ring and instead of popping up, she keeps rolling and she rolls off the other side of the ring.
Why?
And literally this dude looks right down the barrel of the lens of the camera. He looks right into camera like, and before he can get a full, what the fuck is going on? It like cuts to the next scene, which is like her just blowing the two dudes. It just cuts. It was like a terrible edit. Boom, there she is. And then I go, who edited this piece of shit? Meanwhile, my friend edited. He's laughing. And like the whole time, at one point, they pull out her boob. And I'm like, oh my God, that's the sickest tit I've ever seen. And then I leave all this stuff in. I say all this shit. It's nonsense.
Jesus.
At the end of it, he goes.
How is it after everything that Carla said? You have become the grossest one now. But, how is it?
But I was like, I sang all this shit just to make my friend laugh and assuming they would cut it. And then he says to me afterwards, he goes, we're going to write you a check. And I go, oh, my God, like I'm getting paid. I have no idea there was even money involved. I thought we were just getting high and then making fun of porno movies. And he was like, yeah, no, we'll get you paid. And a couple seconds go by and he goes, what name do you want? And I was like, oh, yeah, just John Huck. And he goes, okay. And I thought... I thought it was like, who do we make the check out to, right? So he, like, that's it. We split. And, like, I don't even, it gets almost erased from my memory. I'm like, oh, well, he did some voiceover. And then I go home and then whatever, proceed to live my life. And, you know, the turnover for movies in the world of porn is a little quicker than, like, a regular movie. So the guy was at my door within 2 weeks with a copy of the movie. And he goes, hey, man, I just wanted to bring over a copy. And I was like, huh? And I look at it, and it was like a full, like, but the cover, she's on the cover. China is queen of the ring. And I was like, oh, thanks. And I call my buddy, Eddie Pence is another comic, but lived up the street from me at the time, and he's a big wrestling fan. And I go, hey, you want to come down and watch this porno movie I did? He goes, you did a porno movie? I go, I did voiceover in this porno movie, but it's about wrestling. He goes, yeah, I'll come down and watch that. So me and him are like in my apartment again. This is the second time now I've watched a porno movie with another dude, and we're laughing because I tell them what happened before we watch it. They left in everything I said. They left in everything I said except that's the grossest tit I've ever seen. They took that out
because
the guy
enough,
goes, that's rude. But everything else, my buddy kept trying to edit the stuff out, and the guy was like, dude, put it back in. We need the comedy. This is supposed to be a comedy. And he's like, oh, it is? I didn't know. Okay. So, like, trying to put in the comedy, whatever.
So
and
you accidentally did the right thing?
I accidentally did the right thing, but, like, probably wouldn't have talked like that if I would have known they were going to leave all that shit in.
Right.
And then we're laughing about it, and then the movie ends. There was, like, a really weird, pointless sex scene with, like, a guy who looked like Vince McMahon, and then something else, and then the movie ends. And we're laughing, and I'm texting somebody, and he's doing something, and he goes, holy shit, dude, you used your real name? And, like, the credits are rolling up. Everyone else is, like, Creamy Jeans and Vic Johnson, and it's just John Huck, voice of announcer. I was like, oh, my God, dude. Like, you could IMDb that shit if you wanted to.
That's a credit.
But that's that story.
I think this really explains why I went into comedy, because I remember as a teenager, I thought, well, this is what adults do. I remember walking into, like, certain trailers with a bunch of teenage boys or, like, older guys, and they're all sitting around watching a porn. And I thought that was normal. I thought that was the adult thing to do.
I mean, adults can do it, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some
I got a buddy like that watches porn. Like,
stories.
He just watch porn all the time. Like, he's just, like, dude, eating a bowl of cereal, watching porn. Like, what the
I mean,
fuck
I
is
guess I could
you?
Do that, but I don't know if I'd want to. I'd probably watch Faces of Death, but I wouldn't want to.
I can't do that shit.
Wow. So.
Okay. I mean, there was a lot of detail in that, but then again, I feel like I would have remembered a lot of that detail.
Yeah. Right? So, yeah. What do you think with who should we go first? Carl, what do you think?
Oh, you guys are going to dissect us?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah. So, Carl, then your story was the chick that did that blew you when you owed the $10 to the
$10
house.
$10 blowjob.
$10 blowjob. And then the second story was
belligerent Carl.
Oh, Belligerent Carl. Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good name.
Close
Belligerent
to
Carl. That's the name of your sex tape.
Belligerent Carl. The damage is done.
That's a toughie. I'm going to say, because I can't imagine you being so drunk that, yeah, I'm going to say, I believe you getting a blowjob for $10 and not the Belligerent Carl story.
I'm leaning towards that because since it's in Florida, West Palm Beach, like this all fits. A $10 blowjob.
Florida to Philadelphia, that's the right yeah. there is just the most beautiful, yes. most beautiful rainbow.
That was exactly the path, too. It's just shit brown.
But I think it might have been a ploy for you to say, you know, what a douchebag that you were to that girl and that club and everything to make it us think that that's not true. And I think you were purposely leaving out details because we had just talked about being detailed in that story.
Yeah.
I think that it's not true that you got the $10 blowjob. I think that's a lie.
And then does he guess?
No, tell us what's the story, Carl. Well,
do you have any insight on this?
Yeah.
John?
No, I mean, I would say I buy your tall walking drunk smashy story.
Oh yeah.
You know. And if I didn't hear the other stuff about football and blowjobs, and maybe I would not believe that other story about the $10. Yeah. But I would venture to say though, the walking and smashing is probably real.
It's yeah, great. I think so too. Yeah. I think the walking is true.
Both of you guys are wrong.
Oh wow!
No way! Yeah. I'm hardly ever right. Yay.
I got a $10 blowjob outside of the fucking
you
place
guys were
I worked
talking
at.
Before the show.
No, yeah. I didn't know about the $10 blowjob.
Yeah, who's bringing that up in conversation? Hey, how you doing? Oh, whew, well, about 15 years ago, got a $10 BJ.
The belligerent story was actually a friend of mine, and it was so awful, and he really, like...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm happy to hear that you really weren't that big of a dick.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, because I just had to play it up. Couldn't believe having worked in a strip club, if you worked in a strip club...
That you would even
that I would disrespect would other people there?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Because you know they're just trying to do their job.
That's good observation.
All right, John, and your story was the...
Do I have to guess mine?
Pool hopping?
Do you have to guess yours?
Pool hopping
to and pornos.
China porn.
That
China
is
the person.
Wow, that's a toughie. Because you gave so much detail on each of those stories.
But not too much. I didn't think I gave too much detail.
Andrew, would you like to chime in?
Yeah, I'm going to assume the first one is a lie only because you were focused so much on giving like the name of the family. And I think you were like trying to think of a name or in your like underwear or briefs or something like that. And I figure if you found like a dead man floating in a pool, that's something you would not forget. So I'm thinking it might have happened to a buddy of yours and the other one is true. Because I feel like that's something like a comic would easily get into.
That's not why it's my thoughts, but that's my thoughts. I think the first one is I felt like you was focused on the pool. And the whole time I'm thinking about this dude in the pool and he hit his head and shit. But
because you guys have when you lived in a world of in-ground pools. They're pretty fucking crazy.
So I'm going to say that the first one is I'm going to say the first one is real. Fuck it. I'm saying the first one is real.
Thank
yeah.
you. See,
and I'm
going
to say the other story happened to a friend of yours.
The porno?
The porno.
God, this is a toughie.
It's tough cuz
is it usually this tough?
Well, we did have Earl, who actually Ritz crackered a girl.
Earl's was tough. I listened to that one. That was a real
that
thing.
That was, yeah.
Oh
and she
God.
Was Shelby's
Lisa.
Wife.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. A guy that, yeah, it's a long story. You got to listen to episode number two with Earl. Skate
that was an amazing story.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that one was really skates. Tough.
That's why I thought I had to bring like sex
dirty
stories.
It's a great episode. Oh.
So what's your thoughts?
I'm going to say that the pool is not real. Because, I mean, he was in the Olympics.
And there's so many details, yes. right?
That's it's so, layered. It's so multi-layered with bullshit that it could be true.
why were you at Olympics?
Yeah, like who
could have been any guy? But the fucking
yeah, like
the payoff is the Olympics.
You think
and his
all
wife
the athletes in the Olympics
Nobel
are like
Peace
virginal
Prize.
People. That
I just really think
take care
yeah,
of themselves
we know a lot
and don't
of
do anything crazy.
That, but I mean, but what are the odds of this guy? this Irish guy who was, what team was he on? Was he on the Irish
Ireland,
team?
Yeah. He ran for Ireland. That was the craziest part.
They're not
for
in
me.
The Summer Olympics. There's no way. They don't run the hurdles.
You said that was in like small town in Illinois?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Ireland, Illinois. I don't think they have an exchange program.
He's an Irish house guest training for the Olympics.
But you didn't hear what
Illinois.
I said when the, my friend's mom walked around and found out. Like that guy was visiting.
Right. Yeah,
he's
yeah.
like a relative.
All right, so what? Which one is which? Which one is which?
Which one is which? Should yeah. I tell now?
Yes. Yeah.
The Irish guy in the pool is the lie.
Yeah! You know why? You just gave it away right there. You said it was your friend's mom that found out in the neighborhood, but originally you told her that your mom.
No, I never did.
Everybody.
I said my friend's
mom. No, he started.
No, I said. I said my mom, my neighborhood was over here. My friend's neighborhood was over here.
No,
so my mom walked
now.
Around and started doing the.
But just now you said my friend's mom found out.
Yes, true.
That's what I said earlier too. My friend's mom. I never said my mom. It was always Mrs. Conley that did the.
So where
the walking.
Where should we have gotten
if you,
your
if you guys could do a giant wrestling match right now, that'd be awesome.
not the last wrestling match I saw was that China movie. So I don't think he wants to be wrestled
God.
Like
which
that.
Wow. Is real.
No, that's definitely real.
That
yeah.
Is so on amazing. IMDb.
I'm not actually sure if it's on IMDb, but you can definitely look at the credits of the movie. They gave me the
is
movie.
Is it on so. YouTube? Any of it on YouTube?
I got homework.
My
later.
Guess is you could find
you've seen him in
chunks yeah. of it. You yeah. know what I mean?
You've just heard his voice in
wow,
China's
that's an
Queen
awesome
of the Ring.
Story.
I did come up. I got introduced like that one time to come up. I go, anything I can say about you? Yeah, you can tell him I did voiceover in a porno movie. And the host was like, oh, okay, dickhead. Like another comic with a wacky intro. Like, well, this next guy, he can't read, but.
Wow, that was some very detailed stories today.
Yeah, that was good.
Thank
I,
you, guys.
That's what, when you first saw me and then I drove away,
uh-huh.
I was like, had to go look up the Olympics, 92, where were they?
Are you serious?
Because I didn't know. If you were like, where were the Olympics that year? I was ready to say they were
so
in Barcelona.
What part was the lie? What part was the
yeah,
bold,
how did you even come up
lie?
With that? Was it happened to a friend of yours?
No, nothing.
My God.
I saw we were supposed to make up
that's
a lie.
The first time that we've had somebody just completely make up.
I used to go pool hopping. Yeah. We did go to an in-ground pool. It was crazy to find. We left all our stuff on the side. We like were swimming. We threw all the lawn furniture into the pool.
Uh-huh.
Then as I was drying off, I look across the pool. I go, what's that light? And as a guy with a camera, he goes, smile for the camera, boys. And he just starts taking our picture. And his wife comes out yelling, I have a gun, I have a gun. And we just all ran into the woods in our underwear. Like, that was the real story of our pool hopping. And then I had to break
wow,
into my own house.
That would have been too many details. I disagree.
You're like, now you're lying. Okay. Is your name even really John Huck? That is the truth.
It is.
Wow.
You can but check
so the
credits
pool,
on
the pool hopping
Queen
thing
the
is
ring.
Something I'd written about in college. And I talked about it, like, extensively. But the guy in the pool, I was like, who do I find? It's weird that like.
How did you even come up with the idea of like a hurdle jumper?
Because I don't know, because I was thinking about a guy. How do you, what's the like the worst thing I'd want to wipe out in the Olympics would be
uh-huh.
a hurdle. You just
yeah.
look like a complete idiot. So I was like, yeah, hurdles.
I mean, why wouldn't you make him a swimmer?
Because that would be too. So I saved Michael Phelps from a pool, but now he can swim the fucking 100 yard dash in 3 seconds.
Right. Oh, I get why you did that. That was tricky dicky right there.
And I figured I didn't know who else would be here, but I figured like if I pushed like I said, I'm 43, so like maybe you would understand like 92 Olympics if you remembered that, but like you'd have to really be focused on the fucking Olympics.
Year old. No.
It was so believable that you like sat down and watched this guy wipe out in the Olympics.
I watched hurdle videos, but it was all sweet ass athletes kicking
I'm
ass.
I'm blown away that I got hoodwinked.
So, John, where can people catch you and where can they follow you?
I am going to be headlining the Brea Improv on August 1st, and I'll be at the Comedy Loft in D.C. August 8th and 9th. You can find me on Twitter at JONHUCK, on Instagram at JON_HUCK.
Very nice. And how about you, Carl?
I'm going to be doing feature spots at a lounge in Huntington Beach next week.
That Rec
you
room?
Yeah.
Boom.
One of the. You can catch me on Instagram, all that at Big Spit, BIGSPIT. Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. You can follow me at Felicia Michaels all across the board.
And I'm Jess Wellington, two across the board.
I'm one Andrew Rose across the board.
Well, there you go. Thanks, you guys, for coming and sharing your stories and lies. You have been listening to The Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
I'm Jessica Wellington. And you've been lied to.